Okay, this is Yvette Stalens recording Edna Day Phillips at Halsey Manor on the 3rd of June 2015. Edna, tell me where and when you were born.
I was born in Downing Street in Chippenham, Wiltshire, on the 9th of August 1958. I was actually born at home.
And what did your mum and dad do?
Dad dealt with furniture removals. He inherited the business from his grandfather. And mum manned the office and brought the family up.
And
before mum got married, she actually worked in the co-op doing accounts, doing the little coupons, sellotaping them all together through the war years, you know, so that they could all be counted in their little bundles. Well, not the war years, but afterwards.
Mm. And how big was the family?
I'm one of seven.
And what did you do in your working life?
I started working at a police station as an administration clerk, dealing with lost and found property. People would hand things in and I would record it and keep it and store it. And then I would take it off to be sold if it didn't get claimed. I had items handed in that never got claimed, and they seemed quite lovely items. Obviously, people just thought they couldn't get them back.
What sort of things?
Brooches, lots and lots of keys. We had to destroy the keys, so we had a big box of keys. We had one strange occasion. We had a bucket handed in, one of these big plastic buckets that had been found at the service stations in the car park, and it was actually full of damp nappies. But somebody's baby went missing their nappies. We had money quite frequently, and sometimes it wasn't claimed, and I would send a postcard out to the person who brought it in to say the item hasn't been claimed and if you'd like to come. And they'd come and they'd claim back the £20, £30, whatever it was that had been handed in. And sometimes when you had a large amount handed in and the owner did claim it, you would give the owner the name and address of the individual who'd handed it in. And then you would have thought, being such a large amount of money, they'd have sent a small thank you note. But then, however many months later, the individual would come and say, you know, I handed whatever it was in. Did it ever get claimed? And it was very sad to hear that some people couldn't even send a note of gratitude to the individual who was honest enough to have handed it in.
Was that in Chippenham?
In Chippenham, yeah.
Yeah. So how did you come to folk music?
Well,
or dance? Or...
Yeah. Several... I've always... When I was in school, we did dancing in the hall as you grew up, and I liked it. I've always enjoyed doing a barn dance, so we've had a couple of barn dances that I've attended, and I found out from a friend of a group that was held in Atworth to start with, and I went along and attended and enjoyed just joining in the English country dancing. After that, I attended other clubs locally, because the Atworth one was only once a month, with a man called Malcolm and his wife Rosemary, who would come over and run it. And Malcolm would play the keyboard. He did very well. And then we had... I found out there was a dance group in Melksham itself. So I started to go along and attend. Couldn't always attend because I do support work. I help people with learning disabilities in their lives to live as independently as they can, and to access things that they want to access. So I wasn't always able to go because of my shifts. But if I can, I go along. And most recently they had an annual general meeting at the Melksham Country Dance Club. And they, I went on the committee. So I'm now part of their committee. I haven't had a meeting yet, but, you know.
Good for you.
But previous to that, I was having a look at some of the information that they leave on the side on a Monday night. And I picked up a booklet for Halsey Manor and had a look in there. And Jeff and... what's her name? Jeff and his wife, she'll shoot me. Jeff and Meg. Jeff and Meg have been down to Halsey Manor on previous occasions. And they were saying about the fete that's going on Saturday this week for 50 years of attendance. And I thought about it, and I thought it might be interesting to go down. And I looked in the little booklet and saw that there was this walking and dancing week previous to it. I don't usually plan holidays, but I did.
Why?
Because why I don't usually plan holidays, I'm more of a spontaneous, spur-of-the-moment person, and I'll let it happen when it happens.
And why this one?
Well, because it was a case of you had to... Well, I like the dancing, and walking would be quite good. And I thought, if I don't plan at least some holidays, I don't take them, and I'm forced to take them by the end of the year, because otherwise you lose your holiday. So I thought, right, well, at least if I've planned a couple, I won't have to take so much holiday at the end of the year. Mm. But I also enjoy the coming... to be here.
So this is your first time
at Halsey Manor.
So yep. Give me your impressions.
It's a lovely old house. We've been looking at the ceilings as we're sat here in the library at the moment. The ceiling is just so ornate, and there's just so much in it. The thistles, the grapes, the ears of corn, the crests, you know, and it just, the roses, you know, you've got the roses in the middle. It might even be oak leaves up there.
And we've got parrots as well.
Is there parrots?
All of them.
Oh, yes, lovely. I haven't seen those, but yes, you look and there's something, and then you see something more. Like you say, the parrots.
Was it as you expected? I mean, you'd seen the brochure, and had you talked to friends about Halsey, what you might
not
expect
really,
here?
No. Not really. They did say that the library is a really wonderful folk reference library. Yes. So I was coming... I'm not a reader, not really. But it's just nice to come and have a little browse. If you asked me to tell you what subjects I was really interested in, I'm interested momentarily and then... something else takes my interest. Yes.
So take me on your journey. You've come up the A39, you've driven here, have you?
Well, I would have driven here, but on Friday I turned my car over and injured my ankle, and my car was written off.
Wow.
So I didn't get to drive here. I'd filled it up with fuel ready, so it didn't actually...
So how did you come?
Because my friend was coming, because I talked to my friend and... she's come with me a few times to do country dancing, and I said to her about it, and she said, oh yeah, I'll come. So, and she likes walking, so she's come with me, and we're here in the manor, and she drove down, very fortunately that she could, and we got here on Sunday night.
So take me from that journey then. You've come up the little lane.
Yes, we came up. We were coming in from Nether Stowey.
Yes.
Came in that way, and we turned in the lane before the sign on the top of the hill, which says Halsey Manor. So we turned in the first one because our sat-nav said come in. Our sat-nav then said that Lower Halsey was the manor and said we've reached our destination, and I thought, that can't be. So we continued past the riding stable and then turned in to the right into the in through the gates.
And your impressions?
Lovely manor, lovely grounds. They've just completed a fantastic mural down there of 50 years of Halsey, and you've got pictures on it. I don't know what they call it, but you've got like man in the table dress for the Morris men.
The hobby horse.
It's a table dress.
Oh, right.
There's no horse head.
Okay.
I don't know. It might be the hobby horse, but I don't know. And then you've got people in the strips, you know, like the walking rag pile. I don't know what that's called. But it's quite lovely, you know, to look at the things that they've done down there on the mosaic. You've got a picture of a lion. There's people dancing with hoops, yeah. You know, people dancing with handkerchiefs. And it's just, you know, you'll just have to come and have a look.
Yes. And when you came into the house itself, what was your impressions?
Lovely big entrance hall.
Was it warm, inviting?
It was. There was actually a session going on, because on the weekend they were having their final sessions with the music, learning the music. So people learning to play for folk dancing, or people getting together to share experiences of how they've played and given little pointers as what they could do better.
Yeah. So,
or what they could, not necessarily better, but what they could do.
How they could improve and what they could do.
How they could introduce different variation in how they play.
Yeah.
So we met a few of those and had supper with them in the evening. Those that were remaining, because some would go home on Friday, Sunday afternoon.
Yes.
And of course we stayed Sunday night and were able to be ready then for the people to arrive Monday morning.
Lovely. And so the first impressions are pretty good by the sound of it.
Lots and lots of panelling and wood carving. I mean, it's so intricate. Must be a pain for dusting, though. You know, we have to bring the housekeeping into it, you see, don't we?
We do.
We're women.
Oh, Edna, well, welcome to Halsey. I'm glad you've had a good, you know, experience.
Yeah,
and
it's lovely.
It's really nice to get your impressions. This is going to be my last question. You know, as you've had this horrible car accident, which I'm amazed you're still here, I'm just going to ask, what does Halsey mean to you, you know, this very moment?
It's quiet. It's peaceful. It's just a place that you can withdraw to. Today most of the people on my walking and dancing week have gone on a coach trip, but I felt it was more prudent for me to rest my ankle, rest my body, because we've just been on the go all the time since we've been here. You know, we get up in the morning quite early for breakfast, then we have a dance workshop. After the workshop, everybody takes their packed lunch and goes off on a walking expedition somewhere. Then they come back and barely have time to have a cup of tea and coffee and go and get changed ready for supper. Have supper, and straight after supper, clear the supper room and do more dancing till 10 o'clock. So I thought, today I'll take a day off.
Thank you very much, Edna. That's been really great. Thank you.